We are live on the Craig Jackson Show. Hope everybody's feeling good. I got this thing on the restream, so it's supposed to be going to all these different platforms. I'm checking our pages to make sure that it's active everywhere. And it is. It is working correctly, which is a beautiful thing. So I'm going to kick in the theme song, and we're going to talk about building momentum today. Who's ready to build some momentum with us going into the weekend?
The Craig Jackson Show.
Real people, real business, real estate.
The Craig Jackson Show.
Real people, real business, real estate.
The Craig Jackson Show.
Real people, real business, real estate.
The Craig Jackson Show.
Real people, real business, real estate.
Yeah. It's so good. I could just listen to it over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's Friday. What's going on, Craig? How's it going, buddy?
What's going on, Pat? He'll nod on just a second, bro. Let me
get your updates on. That's all part of the game now. We're restreaming. We're on YouTube. We are on Craig's YouTube. We're on Craig's Facebook. We're on my Twitter account. We're on my DLive account, like PewDiePie. I mean, we're getting crazy. Periscope. It's going down. I'm on Twitch. So today we're talking about building momentum. Last time we talked about overcoming obstacles. I made a little video about some of the stuff I've been dealing with. I'm in the Wi-Fi cafe again. The Wi-Fi cafe here has saved the game for me, which is just proof that you guys don't need anything fancy to be successful. It's about how resourceful you are, not what resources you have. I think that people get confused these days in the entrepreneur scene. They think that they need all these fancy things to be successful, when in reality, it's about how you use what you have that's going to bring you results, and how consistent you are, how disciplined you are with those tools day in, day out, every single day of the week. It's Friday afternoon. We could easily just put this off, but it's like, listen, we got things to talk about, things to do, and we're building. Let's build.
Yes, sir. Sorry, man. I was trying to, and we'll get this mastered. I was streaming to my personal page. I was trying to get it to stream in one of my groups.
Do it.
But it's not pulling up, and that's okay. We'll like usually, you know, you just go in and it starts pre-typing the group and you're good, but it's not giving me the option, so no worries on that.
That's okay. It's all part of the show, people. This is what we're talking about with you know, learning as you go. It's like it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be ideal situations. You're going to get hit with punches out of nowhere that you didn't see. Things are going to come up, and that's why we're keeping it real here. We're not talking about all good, and we don't really want to talk about all bad either, but I mean, it's a balance in business, especially in real estate, as you and many of my other colleagues have said. I mean, you know, sometimes the whole business hangs in, you know, a small amount of time, a window that's closing. You get 9 or 10 deals that are trying to come through the pipe, and you're waiting on all that. I mean, it's
hurry up and wait.
Right.
Yeah, man, it's appreciate you taking the time to chop this out on a Good Friday here, Pat. And you know, we know people are probably getting ready to ramp up for family time and things like that. And we got Easter Sunday coming up, so hope everybody has a good celebrating weekend. And you know, just appreciate anybody joining in, ask questions. Feel free to send us a PM, ask additional questions, reach out to Pat for all your digital, you know, and marketing campaigns. If you're interested or just have any questions, I'm sure he'll chop it up and hash that out with you pretty quickly.
We're always down to get things done for show.
Absolutely, man. So So building momentum, huh? You know, you're exactly right. I mean, I find it very important. So there's one of the things I've started doing, Pat, probably, I don't know, 6 months ago, still working on the consistency on that. But one thing I'm finding very important and valuable is my morning routine. Read several books of, you know, successful entrepreneurs, dating, back 60, 70, 80 years all the way up till very current. And a lot of them have similarities in creating a morning pattern that allows them to get up. Tony Robbins, I mean, you name it across the board, and you know this, Pat.
Yep.
Just allowing them to kind of get in a groove of how do you want to wake up? How do you want to intake the vibe of the day? How do you want to intake your level of information? Do you want to wake up? Do you want to grab your phone, go right into any kind of, it could be a great day and you're training and programming your brain to go right into problem solving.
Right.
And we're really not giving ourselves time to do anything healthy that's just good for us, much less if there's three or four problems or one problem, you know, on our phones that we jump straight into. And so, going back to building momentum, right? So it's kind of very consistent. You know, I'm trying to see where I want to go with this. I've got my track.
Well, yeah, I mean, we see these people, we follow a lot of people on Instagram, you know, the Grant Cardones and the Deans and the Ed Milettes and the Billie Jeans, the people that we talk That's about, right. They have their systems in the morning and their programs in the morning. And I mean, there's a million free eBooks you can download on all this stuff. And I've gotten to a point where I have to get up in the morning, get some exercise time in, pound some water, you know, spend some time with the baby and my wife and stuff. And then I get to work. I get to grind and I get to writing scripts and all this kind of stuff. And, I moved all the way out here to Napa with a ton of momentum. And, you know, things aren't going the way that I wanted it to go with, you know, the way that I planned on this business being up here. So I got one of two choices. I can come to the Wi-Fi cafe and bust my ass and build my systems and my processes here and keep everything moving. Or, yep. You know, I can kind of succumb to the pressure and let it get the best of me and not get anything done. And we all know that's not an option either. So it's like this stuff, it's a back and forth thing. Like momentum is like a seesaw. You know what I mean? You're hot, and then it comes back down. Then you get even hotter, and then it's a roller coaster. You see that classic entrepreneur meme where there's like a diagram that goes up, and it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, oh, I'm gonna kill it today, and then at 10:30 in the morning, you're like, oh, today sucks. My whole business is out of business, and then 1:30 in the afternoon, and the thing skyrockets all the way to the top almost, yeah. And you're like, oh, I made it, and then at 3:30 it comes back down. You're like, oh no, this is terrible, and then by 7 o'clock you're like, oh, this is so great. I'm so glad I chose to pursue my dreams. That's part of the process.
Absolutely. You help remind me where I was headed with that. So in reading those, different content, tell me, create a morning routine of just things that are either mixed with exercise, reading, you know, some type of meditation, prayer, whatever it is that, you know, takes me to that peace place. And then, you know, just not jumping straight into the content, even if that means after I've, a cold shower or the reading or the meditating, and then maybe even going into spending an hour and doing a walk, whatever. But in doing so, it seems that there's also, you know, many folks with a consistent theme, and it talks about a thermostat, right? And actually, a fellow entrepreneur, Christopher John Stubbs, I don't know if you know who he is. He's out of Utah out there.
Nice.
And they do some really interesting stuff with like the herbals and self-healing and the holistic type methods of things. And it's really neat. People should check them out. And he reached out one day. We talked for a little bit. And he was asking me, you know, about like my scenario, my business model. And I was just fully transparent. And just like the past episode, I was talking about the 4-month spread of no money. And he asked if I had heard of a specific book that I don't remember off the top of my head, but it was directly speaking about figuratively speaking as us having a thermostat.
Nice.
And we set that thermostat actually ourselves based on, you know, our surroundings, our environment, our self-awareness and conscious that, you know, it's like, okay, I'm used to hitting this number. And if that number is, you know, 20,000 a month, right? And that's where that person's at, or that's where I'm at. And believe it or not, you unconsciously, you hit that number and there's a part of you that pulls back and says, okay, I've hit my number for where I want to be unconsciously, right? So, and
right.
Each time, so I might have had a 6-figure month and then I might have had, you know, 3 or 4 months with nothing and then a 6-figure month, da da da. And it's really made sense because my actual thermostat during those time periods were about 25K a month.
I get it.
And I mean, you know, I looked back.
So on a straight line, you're hitting the same temperature.
Yeah, I literally, you know, we hung up and I go back on the call and I look back after the call and I'm like, you know, he's right. Cause here's 8 months. I had 2 checks and like 2 months were like 100, 110, 120,000 in that spread. So I'm still right there at that consistent 25K thermostat.
That's a good way to put it.
And the reason I wanted to kind of tap into that is, you know, that's really the same, you know, language when we talk about building momentum, because we kind of had this comfort point where we say, okay, I work really hard, really hard. And then I kind of hit my quota. Now I have to self-reward or I have to slow down and let off the throttle because I'm running too hot.
And that can happen with diet, exercise, with business, with anything, marriage, relationship time. It's like, oh, we had a great weekend, and then you grind for a whole month and you're not around for your wife or your kid. And I mean, that whole balance, like we're talking about, even with this podcast, it's like, you know, we could sit here and we could write scripts and try and make it super perfect, but the only way we're going to build momentum is by getting on the fucking stream and doing it. And by making mistakes and by taking the punches and by figuring things out as we go along and trying to bring people value and show people that, you know, it's all about what's up here. You're going to have these doubts. You're going to have these bumps. You're going to have all kinds of stuff that's going to get in the way. You know, we both have families and kids and all this kind of stuff, but we want to get on here and do this, you know, not only for each other, but, you know, to push ourselves to grow. And that means consistency.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I wanted to mention the thermostat part. I think a lot of folks may have their thermostat set lower than they realize. And they have, you know, including myself, it's always work in progress. But I think if we're kind of aware of some of that and at least do some digging and start looking into, hey, you know, what's the validity of that? Does that have any sense to it? And we kind of realize that actually, if we really look back at our behavior patterns, we'll see some consistencies in that. At least I did for myself. I would see myself, you know, kind of lag up as I kind of hit my mark. It's like, okay, I worked really hard to get that closing that I needed. You know, now I can, you know, but that 10 days in this business, 7 days, 5 days of a little bit laxed. And that can very well hurt you hard 30 to 60 days in the future. Everything we're doing now is on that revolving schedule for that 60 and 90. And the only reason I wanted to tap into that was it kind of right there lines up with building momentum. And, you know, we just have to be very self-aware and conscious of not letting off the gas. You know what I mean?
Right. And and that's tough for me. It's like I get a 3-week, 4-week streak of, you know, eating real good and working out. And I have a habit of, you know, declining, taking my foot off the gas a little bit. And all of those things, it's the law of averages, like you said. So you can put in 4 hard months, but then all that payment comes in the form of 1 check. sometimes, or one weigh in, or one title fight for some people. I'm a big boxing and UFC fan, and some of these guys put in 8, 9, 12 months, you know, and they only fight once or twice, and their whole entire career is revolving around winning that battle.
Absolutely. I think I recently actually just seen a little video clip of Muhammad Ali, and he was just talking about all his fights, and, you know, of course, but all his fights are won in all the training up to the ring. It's not what he does in the ring. It's everything he chose to do prior to getting there.
Totally. And that's what, like, all those quotes, like I say, I mean, they're cliche, but there's a reason why people resonate with those two sentence quotes. And it's because they're true. Like,
that's right.
What does he say? Champions are made in the dark, or all the training that you do shows up when the bright lights are on, or whatever. Like, you're made in the shadows. It's true. When nobody's looking and you're putting in all this work, that's when the lights come on. You're going to be a badass. Talk about momentum.
Right.
I play the guitar every day for X amount of time. I've been playing the guitar for a long time. I mean, there's a reason why if somebody called me right now and said, can you play in front of 20,000 people, I would go up there and smash the place, because I've been working on it every day for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. Whether
That's
I'm playing
right.
on the internet or posting videos of it or not, doesn't matter. The momentum and the discipline and the daily work, the fundamentals are there. You see, Sean Whalen talks about, he was at the Yankees game one time and he was watching the players warm up, and they were doing like the most fundamental stuff that you do in like sixth grade baseball. And it's because those basic, you know, that's getting yourself warmed up is going to produce the, you know, fundamental momentum to play well in the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it kind of taps back into what it was either yesterday or earlier today. I think it was late yesterday. We were on a call and you were just talking about, or no, it was earlier today. Maybe it was yesterday when you was telling me about Elaine, and you were talking about no matter what, make a checklist of all the things you're falling short on, and then but stay consistent and show up. So you're just filling in those gaps, right? So
really,
success really boils down to habits and consistency and having enough grit to get on the other side, right? So that, I think, you know, that's any time I can see failures in my past, it's been from inconsistencies in myself, you know, within reason in most cases.
Which is tough for people to admit sometimes, too. There's a lot of lack of personal responsibility online these days. Everybody wants to show you the good, but they don't want to talk about the bad. The discipline is where, like today, we could have easily just not done this. And it's like, we got to have the discipline to get on here and produce.
Well, the bad is, from my experience, that's the only place that I've gained the character. You know, like I talked about earlier, I typed something out and put it out there, and we're not supposed to use certain words because it affects how things move out here, Patty Pat. So,
right.
Anyways, and you know, just talking about some of the things that I've experienced, some of my you know, past things that I'm not so proud of, but man, you know, those breakdowns and those times of pretty solid hardship are the exact times when I gain the most knowledge as far as mental strength and toughness to, you know, I think we have to kind of go through those things in order to even climb.
Right.
To,
like,
to each level.
Again,
I don't
it's
think
like
we obtain
the breakdown leads to the breakthrough. And
that's right.
That's where we're able to find those checklist points that we need to fix moving forward so that we can continue on an upward projection, you know, and keep going up instead of plateauing or going down. It's like we talked, that's why I wanted to name this Building Momentum, because I want to figure out in this conversation how I can be better this weekend. I want to figure out in this conversation ways that people on Facebook are struggling so that we can all help each other be better next week. so that we can help people and ourselves be better in 30, 60, 90 days. We got Sammy on here who just said discipline's hard for him. I'm comfortable in my mind. I'm comfortable, so my mind is beating my actions right now. And it's just like, dude, I get it. I get comfortable too. And that comfort zone is a killer. That comfort zone's a killer. You know, there's no momentum there. There's no outward reach or expansion in the comfort zone. You got to break out of that shell and you got to expand those wings and fly to new areas. And it's easy to get beaten down too. When you're in a loop of things not going perfect or how you want it to go, it's easy to get in a loop of negative momentum.
That's called being human.
Right.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Yeah, it's true.
That part is just us being human.
And so you got to make sure that you pull back and say, hey, listen, dude, I'm winning here. I'm winning here and I'm winning here, but I'm fucking losing on five different other edges of the field. What do I need to do to fix that? You see, like, what's his name? Tom Brady. It doesn't matter how good you are against Tom Brady in the first half or in the first three quarters. If there's 2 minutes left and he's got a chance to beat you, he's going to beat you.
Yeah, he earned my respect.
Because throughout the game, that team evaluates what you're doing well, and then they fix those things. This is exactly what we were talking about with this list of, okay, we're doing all these things right, but we're doing all these things wrong. They're able to fix that stuff on the fly and kick your ass the second time that you do it. If it worked for you the first time, it's not going to work against them the second time because they're going to eliminate that as a negative, and they're gonna intercept the ball next time or cause a fumble or score a touchdown or whatever. And it's like, I always compare entrepreneurship and business and life to sports because every single play matters. Every single punch matters. Every single swing matters. That's why I posted that thing. It's like, you know, Luke Skywalker wasn't ready for Darth Vader in The Empire Strikes Back, but he jumped the gun and got messed up. We do that sometimes too. We think that we're prepared. We get arrogant and cocky and we jump into a situation where we get spanked. And so like we talk about building momentum means, well, we got to build that bridge back up. We got to get those systems in place because we wouldn't have jumped into that situation in the first place if we didn't already level up our skills so much that we felt like we were ready for that battle.
Yeah.
So there's actually a lot of credit to be given in some of those situations too. Because when you're on a roll, you're on a roll. You're ready to go.
That's right. Yeah. One thing I've noticed about, I do my best to kind of surround myself with successful folks. And just so we're clear for anybody watching the podcast, I've got a ton of friends that, you know, even if you don't interact or like, I don't know. But I've got a ton of friends that are from back prior to any kind of real business success, so to speak. And now, you know, my social media platform is more specifically orientated toward business. But, you know, success isn't just looking at, you know, I might get lashed for this or whatever. That's fine, too. But success doesn't have to be monetary. Success
not at
can
all.
Be, you know what I mean? So it's like that. I want to keep myself surrounded by all facets of success. And what do I mean by that? This person might, you know, that might be their thing. They may work, you know, and even being an employee and they're happy and their funds are good and they live life the way they want to live.
Beautiful.
But, you know, are they successful parents? Are they successful in their relationships? Are they successful in their friendships? But there's so many levels of success and what that means. And really all that we're trying to do here and with the podcast in general is just promote better well-being for all, right?
Absolutely.
So it's like success it can be a lot of things for a lot of categories. And as long as I'm around people that are being successful in one facet or another,
then you're moving towards that positive momentum. All of these
That's
things
right.
are connected now. Overcoming obstacles has to do with building momentum, and building momentum is going to have to do with whatever subject we talk about. Really, it all comes back down to like the core fundamentals of, you know, having passion when you wake up in the morning, and you know, covering your ass by doing the work. You know, it's just in all areas.
The greats that I follow, or to me, they're doing great. They're you know, living life at its full potential. They're very, like you, that word you just, they're very consistent. They're always showing up, but they're always showing up in all areas of their life.
Right.
Even if it's like, I think we overthink it, right? It's like, we have to like change everything today or it's not going to work out. And really, man, it's so fulfilling. There's been, you know, we're all going to have bad times, right? So we have to learn that success is such more depth than just the financials. And what do I mean by that? Well, for me, spend some time being a better dad, right? And just put the phone down, put the business down.
Because it's going to help you clear your head. It's going to help you attack stronger when you do get back into the next deal or the next phone call.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's another reason why I'm having so much fun doing this, is because I never talk like this. I'm usually like, everything is scripted. If you watch like the videos I make, I write scripts for those videos. The whole Luke Skywalker thing I did with the Rocky Bell, but that was all scripted. There's nothing wrong with that. That was exactly what I wanted to say, because I'm like a songwriter and stuff. So when I come up on the stage, generally what I say is pretty close to scripted. But this isn't.
That's okay.
So this is uncomfortable for me, too. I mean, I'm used to stumbling over my words because I've sang on the bars for 20 years or whatever. But it's just, it's interesting because it's our job is to try and communicate. Like if that Sammy dude walks away and has a better weekend because he understands that he can have a better weekend by evaluating himself in that comment section, then we did our job today.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Because now we're helping someone else build momentum. We're helping someone else overcome obstacles. We're helping someone else achieve things that they know that they're capable of. But it's just like sometimes finding other people that have the same struggles as you and then communicating that breaks down the wall. And you're able to kind of streamline your focus and hyper-focus through those obstacles and get to the next to the other side or the next level or whatever the term you want to use to describe it in your head that clicks for you. A lot of this stuff for me is terminology, man. Like the 10X thing clicks with me. If I can 10X and I can really bust my ass on this podcast, we can make a difference for people. It just depends on what you got to use terminology that works for yourself too. I know I bring up Sean Whalen a lot because he's taught me a lot of things. He watches the same Joe Rogan video every day. Be the hero of your own movie or whatever it is. And he's posted it multiple times. Like, I watch this every single day. Every single day. And that's what works for him. Be the hero of your own movie. So whatever you need to tell yourself to build that, you know, process of success in your mind, dude, figure it out and do it. Post it in the comments. Post your favorite video in the comments. I love that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, here it is. It's like this. If I could possibly give anyone just some decent advice out of this and you know it counts, then you know that's a blessing all in itself. And what I would say is just find your consistency. Do your morning ritual, set your schedule, you know, stay consistent. So success has that's what I meant by it doesn't have to be monetary, because if we think about it in that manner, then we realize how success is formulated and how it comes together. What do I mean by that? So bear with me. So it's like, if I show up every day, right, and maybe I read a self-help book on being a better dad, or I got some guy friends that are really good dads and I kind of ask them a lot of questions, or I got a guy like Pat and I'm like, hey, Pat, you know, brother, how can I be a better dad? Or how'd you do that? Or how'd you end up coaching? You know, whatever it is, if you notice, whatever they stay consistent on, manifest.
Right.
See, but we think that it's like all these outside external things that are up against us. And in some cases, right, I mean, that's very relevant. But in a lot of cases, it's really the lack of our own consistencies, the lack of our own commitments, the lack of effort, right? So if we just say whether or not I am successful today or tomorrow, I'm going to show up and I'm going to do this every day.
Right.
Right. And no matter what the outcomes are, I'm going to show up and I'm going to do this every day.
Right.
Right. If we have that mindset about it instead of the monetary rewards, at minimum, we'll get to a place of balance. Right. So we've got finances to cover and then now we can experiment and grow, things like that. That's just a piece of advice that me personally, I would. You know, I think it's valuable.
Well, and I totally agree with that, too. You got to have the skills first. So you have to consistently work on the skills first,
right,
to be able to have those skills produce any form of income or success in any way. Like I said, I play the guitar every day. I sing every day. Whether I'm posting it online or not doesn't really matter. Like, it's at a point where I do that because I want to stay sharp. So that, you know, if somebody orders something or somebody wants me to play or speak at an event or this or that or the other thing, like, I'm ready to go. That we're doing this because we know the communication in the future with our audience, with our customers, with our family is going to be the game changer moving forward 10, 15, 20 years from now. So it's not as much about us going, you know, and getting our stuff up on iTunes. It's about us developing ourselves, too. We're growing. The reason why we're doing this is to build our own momentum. That's why I named this episode that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's all part of the process in any aspect of life. If you want to be the best tire guy, then you better be changing tires all fucking day.
Right. And maybe there's some books that say, hey, you know, this way it changes the tire faster. This is how you look for a good and a bad used tire. Da, da, da. And over time, now we're able to get the results that we thought we deserved without putting in the work.
Speed.
Right? So same thing as a dad. It's like my babies didn't come out and I was just, and
you're just this magical saint.
surely today I'm far from perfect still, but as I continue to care to actually genuine, not just like, hey, I'm here, girls, go on, dad's busy. But just even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, each increment of just saying I'm going to put 100% effort into whatever it is I'm doing, it's mentally rewarding as well. And so the process doesn't become so exhausting because we're actually active in the process. It's not just this thing that pays us.
Right. Active versus reactive. I think that's and proactive.
Absolutely.
You got, if you can get ahead of the success that you want and reverse engineer that, then you're actively working towards that success. You're actively, you know, building the blocks that will create this grandiose vision that you have in your head. Any one of us can achieve it. It's just examining the playing field and making the right calls. And sometimes that takes, you know, a lot of self-examination.
That's right.
And honesty. And sometimes
that's
that
right,
can be
brother.
Hard, taking personal responsibility and admitting, you know, your weaknesses and stuff, especially in an online forum, it's real hard for people. That's
well,
why you see the highlight reel online life that everyone lives that's fucking perfect, you know?
Right.
And then you see people like they break up with somebody and then all of a sudden they're like back together. They got pictures with the baby like a week later. And then like a month later, they're broken up again. And this person cheated on me and this and that. And then like 2 weeks later, they're at Disneyland with the fucking baby. And it's like, dude, where's the momentum in that? There is
right.
no momentum. It's a circle jerk. And
right.
no one wants to say that because it's like mean or whatever. But guess what? It's the truth. If I live my life like that, what kind of results am I going to get? They're going to be thumbs down, man. It just is.
That's it. But see, when we practice that, you see how, like you were saying, the different guitars or honing your craft and putting things out. You start, or even the podcast here, you start gaining real, actual, real life internal energy
right.
and momentum. and excitement to do the next podcast because we care about the fact that we're working towards something collectively, individually. And I think a lot of people, like I do see a lot of online activity. That's where we're at. That's a lot of our time and where we spend.
Yeah, the digital space is big.
You know what I mean? And I see a lot of that consistently. And I feel like people, you know, maybe people could gain some help from that area is realizing that, you know, it's about structuring, like we said, each and every day of one little baby step, even, and understanding the full depth of that baby step, because it actually acts reciprocal mentally and gives you encouragement and excitement for seeing the pattern and where we're going.
Right. Right. Like, dude, like last September, I remember we first started chatting and stuff, and I made a decision to quit drinking alcohol and to quit smoking weed. And it's been like 220 days or something. I haven't touched it since. And I've got all kinds of momentum and all kinds of areas of my life that I didn't before because I was using those things as an outlet and as a crutch to support my laziness and to make excuses on not doing this, that, or the other thing, or, you know, not go all in on the digital marketing and, you know, stay singing in the corner of the bars or whatever excuses I was making. And there's nothing wrong with singing at the bar, by the way. I fucking love singing at the bar. I'll probably do it forever in some capacity. But, you know, I wanted to be home with my kid and run my business and become a real business owner and entrepreneur. And so I had to build momentum outside of the source of income that I was getting so that I could meet and beat that number. Like you talked about the thermostat. So I had to put in all these years and years and years and years and years and years of work of building my online personality so that I could eventually bring value to people like you. Like, this is the Craig Jackson Show. This isn't the Pat Hilton Show. This is about Craig being a real estate agent, and I'm just the co-host. Eventually, we're going to have...
No agent.
Excuse me. Craig is a real estate investor. My bad. That just shows how much I know about that. So it goes back to number one. It's like our goal is to build a platform to where other investors can come onto this show and talk about their expertise. This is just the beginning of our goals. We're just chatting about how to make this dream happen. Eventually, we want to have big names on here. I've shot messages out to Elena Cardone. I've been shooting messages out to, you know, Sean Whalen. I'm sure that Corey Thompson and Ty Lasseter and Cody Creamer and a lot of those Texas homies, they'll all jump on here. Tim Allreed. Dude, Tim Allreed overcame cancer. You talk about building momentum. Like, he had cancer, overcame cancer, and he's a really, really successful wholesaler in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it's just like, dude, that takes work to get to a point where you're running your own business and you're, you know, battling something like that and winning. So the whole point of this thing is expansion and getting out of our comfort zone. It's way easier for me to write a script or get on the stage with my guitar. And even though some of that's unscripted, it's like the guitar is like this weapon of positivity. Yep. It makes it way easier for me to win when I have a guitar in my hand, because I can woo people with the sing-songy bullshit that I'm really good at.
I can't do that. it's not bullshit. Everything you do, people have a high respect for.
Well, you know what I mean, though.
Yeah, no, I got you, but that's what we're here for, brother. We're here to support one another, and we're going to keep growing. We're going to keep showing up, and that'll be that. And but to go back to when we were talking, you were talking about an area of improvement that wasn't so sobriety, right?
Right.
The alcohol and the drugs. Well, we know in common sense realm, of course, eventually that's also going to be a positive for you monetarily. You're going to make better decisions by not drinking.
Right.
You know, I know me, if I'm drinking, I'm a lot more likely to buy something I don't need or, you know, keep Amazon Prime away from me for sure. But my point, you didn't directly do that in order to say, if I do this, money will come.
No,
you did that because that was an area of your life that you felt personally that you need to hold yourself accountable
right.
and improve and show up in. Well, because of that, it's compounded into wins monetarily. And I think that that's what I'm saying as far as I think all of us as a whole, if we realized how important the small day-to-day parts of our lives were versus the money, all that other crap, I think, would come together a lot better for all of us.
Right. Well, you and know, again, that's part of the reason. That's literally the main reason why we're doing these and getting it started and being consistent is because it's the only way we're going to grow. And it's the only way that we're going to be able to bring a shitload of value to the people that come on this show is because, you know, we're putting in the work to get good. And it's, you know, we could get on here and, you know, I could pitch all kinds of shit that I'm really, 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 really good at, but that's not what we want this show to be. We want this show to be a focus on our growth. And that means we got to start with the stuff that's hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, we got Trent Denson with Spread the Positive. It's a nonprofit here in Nashville.
Nice.
And they just do a lot of community engagement. He's an agent slash investor as well. But they do tons of community engagement. I want to say he's been around since like 2006, 2008, something like that. So he's got some really good history behind him. He's going to kind of help with the nonprofit stuff that I'm working on that hopefully I'm going to have you helping work on as well.
Awesome.
And I think we're going to be able to get him on next week. He wanted me to come on that podcast. So we'll have him on. And just like you said, man, just spreading the love, spreading the message, and just – really, honestly, more than anything, I want this to be a place or a platform for people to engage that actually just feels like it's just an open environment.
Yeah, I was going to say safe, and a safe environment to be yourself.
Well, just a couple good old boys that are just genuinely out here trying to help everybody grow.
Right. I love it, dude.
You know what I mean?
I love it. So, yeah, I mean, if you guys – go ahead.
Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I mean, if anybody has something on their mind or they have ways that they're able to, like, you know, get in hot streaks or stuff that gets them out of cold streaks, I mean, post that shit in the comments. I mean, we're here to learn.
Right.
We're not like, you know, gazillionaire experts that are freaking trying to preach to people. I mean, we're trying to grow each and every day that we do this.
Absolutely. And if anybody is wondering... right here. That's a great place to start. Oops, sorry, my battery. That's a great place to start. Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. Stealing Fire is another one. And then I'm reading The Dichotomy of Leadership, Jocko Wilkins. Believe I'm saying his name correctly. But, you know, those are just some good, you know, self-help and self-knowledge and just self-awareness content that I'm
well, and it's consuming. Positive. It's positive.
You know what I mean?
That's the whole thing we're going for here is like, how can we keep our mind sharp and how can we keep our mind from getting in the gutter? And it's like I said, it's like, you know, anytime I was getting high or I was drinking, man, it's like I always found a way to, you know, my mind wasn't focused or as sharp as it could have been with production or music or creativity or as an entrepreneur. So I quit doing all that stuff. And like I said, it's been about 220 days I've been sober and I've never felt better. And my marriage is great. And, you know, business is great. And it's like, I know that sounds crazy to some people. And you're like, fuck that. I'm going to go have a beer tonight. But guess what? I mean, try it for a week.
Yep. That's right, man. Hey, it's
try it for a week.
It's all about
what works for you too.
That's right. That's right. It's all about you know, just going into our closet, metaphorically speaking, and saying, "Hey, how can I clean all this up? Like, I say, I want this on the other side. How can I live accordingly? How are the people that I'm aiming to be like living versus how I'm living? And just how can I be more of an asset to those around me? And that's one of the another key factor that I see of people crushing it is how intertwined they are with the people they care about.
Right.
They just always give and not to say that they give endlessly and until they're not okay, but they give to a point where it's just like a reciprocal thing. They're all just like, you know, fishing for each other almost. And it's exciting, you know, and then somebody's holding up, look what I caught. And then they're just firing each other up, man.
It's dope. Absolutely. It's really, and I always rant about Grant Cardone because he did so much for my confidence level when I was going through, you know,
yeah,
a hard time in California, and I was dominating, man, playing a lot of gigs, and that's what everybody dreams of when they're growing up where I grew up in St. Louis, and you want to be a musician and stuff like that. And I mean, I did all of that stuff. I accomplished all those things. And I remember when I was first reaching out to him to play that event, and it's just like the fact that that dude even let me do that event says so much about like how bad he wants people to win. Because there was really nothing, you know, monetary that I could offer that guy at that point in my life, especially. And it's like he didn't even care. He's just like, dude, this is something that's going to give this guy a boost to the next level of entrepreneurship. And it's like, no one else is asking the questions. No one else is putting in the work. No one else sees this time slot as valuable. And it's just like, fucking put the guy on. And the momentum shift from that moment has been huge. So it's like, you know, I'm all about Uncle G, and, you know, it's awesome. And those people are out there. You know, just because somebody's posing with their jet or their Lamborghini doesn't mean that they're not looking out for the guy that just wants a ride. Just let me fly with you, homie.
I had a lady out of Atlanta, and she sent us two apartment complexes. One was in Georgia, and then one was in Alabama. And, you know, it's a really big deal, like an $82, $83 million transaction. Several weeks digging into it, vetting the process, learning, because, you know, that's also a realm that I've got, you know, novel experience compared to some of the folks out here, definitely seeking to continue to learn. But, you know, when you get into any kind of $80 million transaction, you got a lot to learn. And, but we spent weeks vetting it, going through the agent. She ended up being basically, they were kind of tire kicking the process. I don't think she meant bad, but either way, neither here nor there. And we eventually, so I had a relationship with a potential buyer up in New York. They're a big hedge fund there, and they acquire pretty much, I looked them up, you know, vetting them in the process, and they were buying an apartment complex, almost a story on Google, like every, like a whole two or three pages worth of them. And it was like every other month or two, they were buying a 20, 60, 70, wow, $100 million package or single complex at a time. And so we were trying to connect the dots, and then we couldn't get proper traction on the seller. And then, you know, we took it upon ourselves to say, okay, look, the deal's dead without any more digging. So we're going to have to try to figure this out. Basically, she didn't have first rights actually to the seller. And so nothing could move. Well, I'm over here, you know, being pushed with an LOI. So I wanted to kind of manifest that transaction. Anyways, I kept digging, found a company out of Florida. The lady called me back. She was the, she managed that portion that actually overseen those two properties. Well, she calls me back. She's like, yeah, well, you know, if I say the name who owns these, you'll know exactly who it is. And I'm like, who is it? And then she said, Grant Cardone. And I'm like, oh shit. I was like, that's really cool. So we kept digging. And then she got me in touch with someone that was pretty close to Grant, but wasn't all the way. And then I got somebody reached out, and they're like, hey, here's a number. You know, I didn't give it to you. And I called the phone.
You told me this.
Yeah, he's like, hello. And I'm like, hey, is this Ryan? And they were like, you know, because Ryan's his
pilot
man there.
And his Cardone Capital guy.
It was supposed to be Ryan's number. And I'm like, is this Ryan? And he's like, who is this? And I was like, well, this is Craig Jackson here, Nashville, Uptop Investments. We've got, you know, potential deal here. And he's like, well, I said, was this his phone at one point? He's like, this is not his phone anymore. He's like, oh, Ryan, here. Well, Ryan gets on the phone. He's like, hey, man, this is Grant's personal cell phone number. He's like, hey, don't call that no more. I'm like, I was like, my man. You know, but it was really cool because, you know, he's doing it out here.
And he's everywhere.
But we what happened, and I learned a lot of valuable information. So what had happened was they listed that property beginning of like spring, end of spring, beginning of summer 2018. Well, the way these big players move, basically Ryan told me, he's like, man, we're not ready to sell now. And so what I ended up learning, just throwing this out there, basically these big players, there's something called a 1031, which is a capital gains tax deference. So you buy something for $50 million, you sell it for $70 million, you've got $20 million in capital gains, but you've got, if you put it into a 1031 exchange, you have a set time limit to exchange that gain with the original profit. You can either put more with it or just use the same and buy a new property, and you don't pay those capital gains, right? So you don't actually pay the capital gains in the $20 million you just made. So, you know, it's
like
very
that.
Useful. Yeah, very useful engine. But they were like, we had it listed, and that's when that agent started marketing it, right?
Right.
Well, but what she did was she chose to still keep trying to market it after they took it off the market. And basically, he just told me that how it works with them is unless they have an identified buy, they don't even try to sell until they already know where they're going to place all those
points.
Damn. So it's you know, different world, different dynamics. And I had posted, I was like, I'm fixing to do a deal with Uncle T.
Uncle T.
I was fired up. Everybody was like, yeah.
Hey, and
like,
I mean,
shit.
You talk about somebody anyway, that's put those morning routines in that time. And week after week after week after week, they're out shopping all the time for properties. Every Sunday morning, him and Elena are up shopping for fucking properties. I mean, they're nuts.
Well,
it's awesome.
I've talked to Ryan multiple times. Still in communication. I'd like to get a deal eventually in place.
Come on, Ryan.
And then, you know, so
Captain
so
Ryan, let's go, baby. Let's go. That's
but
awesome.
You're the one got the pull, man.
Yeah.
You can, you know, just put a bug in Elaine's ear.
I'm the real bug.
He's the real deal. See what y'all can work out.
There you go. Elena is definitely the gatekeeper.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful.
Aren't they?
They're wonderful people. Well, yeah. I mean, it's shit. There's a lot of gates out there.
I meant the women. They always make the valuable decisions.
Oh yeah, they're running the game. They got ears and eyes everywhere that that the men aren't picking up on. They hear all the extra voices.
Got that extra radar.
Totally. And shoot, that's a whole nother episode.
Absolutely.
Female radar. That'll be the next one. So anyway, dude, I hope you guys loved it. I hope you guys are having fun listening. Like I said, this is just off the top, two dudes hanging out, talking, and trying to bring some, trying to grow as we go. Literally, this is something that we've wanted to do for a long time, that we've planning on doing for a long time, and that we plan on doing for a long time in the future. So if you're someone that's in the real estate space, you're an investor like Craig, get in touch with us. We'd love to have you on the show to talk about what you're an expert at. And, you know, even if you're just watching and listening and you're flipping pizzas this weekend, dude, give us a ring, hit us up, and let's talk about how we can bring you some value too. I mean, this isn't anything but, you know, a positive, safe streaming environment. So we want everybody to feel like they're a part of it. I mean, there's no judgment here. We're all trying to be successful and win in our own way. So stick with those weekly habits and keep showing up. And remember one thing too, before we go, is that, you know, momentum and stuff was the kind of like the key to kick off our thought process here. But like, dude, showing up is not 80% of the battle. I've seen that way too much lately. Showing up is a minimum requirement.
That's right.
Any NBA player or pro boxer or anybody will tell you showing up is not 80% of the battle. It is a minimum requirement. You can't show up and expect to be the freaking heavyweight champion of the world, dude. That it's not enough.
Right.
So remember that. You want momentum. Yeah, you got to show up, but that's like number zero.
My advice, just to match up with what you just said, showing up is the minimum requirement.
It is.
Yes. But if you want to build that momentum, find out everywhere you have a gap and fill it in.
Yep.
Even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that will compound and you will see a win in your relationship, your marriages, your whatever, friendships, whatever. Just keep, you know, keep crushing it. But
filling
but
in like the gaps.
Like Pat said, man, just showing up is a minimal requirement. Let's do a better job as humans and individuals of seeking inside and seeing where we can improve in those other areas.
I love it. All right, man, we're going to finish it up. We hope to see you guys soon. We're going to be on iTunes and Spotify soon. We'll share the links, and we love you guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.